Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Brendan Hauser with Evoke Bike. So I have a great question about multiple mega ride nutrition on the bike and avoiding a really large gel bill, as this guy Jay called it. And then I also want to touch on a product or products that I will never, ever, ever, ever promote. And I'll tell you about that at the end. So Jay had asked, hey, what's your nutrition plan for multiple big rides this week? As in, what's the split between gels plus mix versus solid food? And what solid food are you packing or buying on the road? This gel bill would be sky high with my current nutrition strategy for multiple long days. Jay, great question. Shout out from Montgomery, Alabama. So I haven't bought gels in probably 2 years. This was back when I lived in Tennessee, actually, on the farm. I started putting maple syrup in these soft flasks because, number one, it is half the price of a gel. Number two, you can get it even cheaper. I think Costco is still the cheapest. I think I want to say like 22 grams or 25 grams of carbs in organic maple syrup is about 40 cents from there. And I think the best price you could probably get is like a dollar for a gel these days. Number two, you don't have 800 gel wrappers every single week. Number three, there's way less weird stuff in it. There's definitely things in gels that we don't need to be consuming, and organic maple syrup does break down into two different carb sources so that it can be absorbed up to 90 grams per hour. The other part of his question, solid food, I don't really pack solid food. I'm not a solid food guy. I don't know if gummy bears count as solid food. So I have started supplementing my maple syrup. I'll put in the flask 380 grams. Excuse me. It holds about 380 when I weigh it, but the flask is 25. So it's 355, and then only 90% of the grams of fluid are actually carbs. The other part is water, I guess. You multiply that down, that's like, what, 320-ish? And then in my bottles, I would put 70 grams of sugar, granulated sugar, and about a gram and a half of sea salt, plus or minus, depending on how hot it is. So you have 330 in the flask, you have 210 in the bottles, that's 540. I'm probably going to be bringing around 700 total. So I put 150 grams of gummy bears, which is 110 grams of carbs, into a plastic bag. And then in that bag, I put some of the Quick Fit hydration tablets, usually about six, so that I can take 600 milligrams of sodium in hour four and five. Let's say this is a 5 hour ride. And I should have a calculator out, but 700 divided by five is 140. So that's a little on the high end. You don't need that much. I will definitely take that much if I'm riding super hard, even if I'm trying to ride, you know, yeah, it depends on there's so many different rides that I do. But even on a hard high zone two endurance day, I'm going to bring a lot of carbs, because the other thing is also you can bring food back. You can't make food just appear. Having to stop when you don't want to stop is annoying to me. So I would much rather have just a little bit of extra stuff. Now, if I was going to lean towards solid food, I would bring something that's not going to crumble or break in my back pocket. I probably wouldn't eat that until later in the ride, just to break up the sugariness of it. Maybe like a granola bar, depends on the brand of granola bar, like a fig bar might be good. If it's hot, that sounds horrible, and I'm just going to stick to sugary candy, and that's okay. I'll deal with it. Even if I get to a point where I'm kind of like, I don't really want this. Then if I do have to stop, if it's a super long ride, maybe I get a Red Bull and a different type of sugary candy, just change up the flavors. But that's pretty much what I'm rolling with. And the gel bill, don't keep buying gels. Gels are dead. That should be the name of this podcast. They're just outdated, I think, and I don't think they're that great. Now, what is the product that I will never promote? the product that we'll never promote is one that I don't use. So there are, I mean, I talk about the products that I use because I love and believe in them so much. But the problem is I get asked to promote products probably 2 per week, maybe more. If you count the very weird emails that come from Asia of like, hey, we're making this new weird massage thing. We tried, like, I've had them send me things and they're terrible. There are a lot of drink mixes that reach out to me. There are a lot of nutrition things that reach out to me. And here's the number one thing you should ask any sponsored athlete: would you spend your own money on this product? And they should honestly answer you that. And so the things that I promote, I don't get all for free. I actually still spend money on Lactigo. The only thing that I did have not spent a penny on is AeroFit, because it's a one-time device that they sent me and I was so blown away by it. I was like, hey, I'm going to blog about this. I want you to give people a discount. This is incredible. Excuse me. So HelloBlue, I don't spend a ton on because I don't use a ton of chamois cream. I mean, I use it every day on my rides, but I get so much. There's only so much that you can use, right? Real mushrooms, I spend probably the most money on because I don't sell that much of it, so I don't have much credit with them to get free product. Delta G, I've spent money on. I'm trying to work out ways of spending less money with them because that stuff is expensive. I did not spend money on my Jalbo sunglasses that they sent me, but would I? 100%. I shouldn't say this. When they reached out to me 3 years ago, and I think he was US sales director, was like, hey, I know you use this other brand. You've been using them for a long time. Would you just try these for me? And I knew this guy. So I was like, I'll try them. Just send me a pair. Cool. And I put them on and I was like, wait. And I messaged him and said, dude, what is up with these? Why do these not only feel so good, but what is the lens? And so if you look more into Jalbo, they're one of the only privately held eyewear companies. And I'm not trying to turn this into a commercial for them. The lens is crystal clear. I had my other expensive pair of sunglasses and I was quite upset that I spent money on those. And the reason I don't have a discount code for Jalbo is they don't want to ruin their relationships with local shops by having someone like me going online and being like, buy Jalbo's, here's 20% off, because it wrecks the local bike shop. And I have the utmost respect for them in doing that. And then LEL, I have purchased and I continue to purchase some bibs from them because I ride a bike a lot. And I'm ordering some. I had purchased 3 straight up black bibs from them when I went to Ecuador. And I've done that again just to have a couple extras in the arsenal. I just don't have enough sponsored clothing to wear all the time. So I think that's a really important thing to ask someone who gets sponsored. Would you spend your own money on this? I have friends that promote products, and not a knock on my buds, but they will laugh at me like, oh, I would never spend my own money on this. I'm like, well, you're telling people on social media that this is the best product, you know? Lactigo has changed my training, period. That's why I spend more money than I should on that product. James Walsh asked me as we were talking about gravel gnats and gravel whirls. He's like, dude, what's the protocol with Lactigo still? I said daily, first thing in the morning, every day. I use the non-menthol, which I don't think is available right now. And then I use it pre-ride and definitely post-lift and then post-rest. So about 3 times a day, sometimes more if I just have aches. That stuff is incredible. So the other thing too, there's always products in a product line that I just don't use. Hang on, I'm getting a little cottonmouth here. And I'm not going to talk about that. You know, I've had nutrition sponsors be like, hey, will you help us pump this? I'm like, I don't use that. I can't speak about it. I don't want to tell Betsy to go buy it. And then when she has a question about it, I can't speak to it. And I have to tell her, oh, actually, I don't use that. That just feels bad. And then the other thing, and I've screwed this up before, you know, I worked with a nutrition brand one time and I was new to the sponsor world of having people pitch products to me. I tried their product. I liked it. I thought it was great. I started talking about it. And then when I asked them, like, hey, how do my friends and people that listen to our podcast get a discount and be able to utilize this? They said, we don't do that. I said, what do you mean? They said, we're not doing discounts. What do you mean? And I said, well, what am I, like, I want to get people a hookup. They're like, no, man, we'll hook you up with a discount, but you have to talk about the product and help us sell this. I'm like, oh, no, because I wouldn't buy your product full price. And we had a mutual just, hey, this isn't the right thing for me, because gels were really, they were really good. They tasted great. The drink mix was great. I just never would spend the money that they would charge for it. And I told people, I was like, I had to email a couple people and be like, yo, there's no discount. I got my stuff on a discount. I thought that's how this was going to work. Like, my bad for telling you to check this out, but I have no way to help you out with this. And that just didn't feel great. So I'm not a martyr. I just, like, please don't take this as me being like, oh, I'm such a kind person. No, I just want to be very transparent, because I've had athletes ask me specifically about the mushrooms. Like, do you actually take these? I'm like, why would I put my name behind this? Why would I make a YouTube post about how amazing Cordyceps is that I've been taking for 6-7 years now? Yeah, the people, I understand that people are skeptical, and then the people that try it are like, whoa, wait a minute, what's up with these mushrooms? Yeah, it's I'm blanking on his name, Huberman podcast. He's big into mushrooms. The cognitive side of mushrooms is huge. I think the sports performance world, we're going to see, especially just endurance sports in general, if people continue to utilize them and find new ways to use mushrooms. Big fan of real mushrooms. But yeah, just ordered more lion's mane, reishi, and cordyceps. And I wish it was free, because I'd probably take more of it, but it's not. So with that, good luck with your training. Don't have mega nutrition bills. You don't need that. I look back and it's, you know, foolish the amount of money I spent on drink mix and bars and all these, like, quote unquote sports things that I thought were necessary, and they're not. You need to find a substitute that is going to meet your nutritional needs. I also think that my last comment would be, just because it's marked as a sports food or nutritional whatever, I mean, people eating waffles that are 20 grams of carbs and mostly fat, that is maybe going to help you if you're dead on the side of the road and you just need something, but carbs would be better, and fat can be hard to digest. If you're eating that early in the race thinking you're helping yourself, that's like eating a cheeseburger and going for the ride. Maybe that's a little hyperbole, but it's on that line, that spectrum. Use rocket fuel. Don't use not rocket fuel. Why wouldn't you want the best premium fuel? So good luck with your training. Hit us up if you have questions. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with a friend. And please leave us a 5-star review. We really appreciate it on Apple, iTunes, or iPodcast, whatever they call it these days, Spotify. And check out the videos that we post on YouTube if you are not familiar with those. See ya.